your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, June 1st, 2025. We are in the summer. Just a reminder, folks, we are gearing up for our Disciplined Trader Workshop that is going to be held June 28 and 29, and that is from 8:30 in the morning till 5 p.m. in the afternoon, both days. You will be provided continental breakfast, lunch, and afternoon breaks, as well as all workshop materials. This is a live workshop, meaning in person only. And it's going to be an intensive two-day journey for traders who truly want to learn how to be a warrior and enter into battle fully equipped, fully armored every single day with the markets to take consistent profits and keep them. In August, we will have our Living with a Trader workshop, and that is our workshop that we are now making available to the general trading community. We originally had only hosted those for private investment firms since the 1990s, and this is where you can either come with your partner or a spouse or a family member and work out any challenges you may have in your relationships. Or you can come by yourself, and you will be given skills, mental skills, and verbal communications to straighten out any difficulties you might have with the loved ones in your life about you being a trader. This is something we've been doing, again, since the 1990s, and we're just making it available to the public now. And next Tuesday, June 3rd at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I will be on Larry Pesavento's show on TFNN.com, Tiger TV, Trade What You See. So tune in. Okay, guys, this is going to be a crypto session here today again. Because there's some things that I really feel that traders need to understand about cryptos. I'm not here to tell you how to trade it. I'm sure those of you listening who trade crypto already know how to trade it. But what most of you don't understand is that a lot of these crypto platforms are not legit. They are run by nefarious organizations. They are 3, 4, 5 countries deep, and with, you know, sub companies, kind of equated to the subprime mortgage lenders back in the, you know, early 2000s that crashed the mortgage industry. This is what they are, folks. It's no different. They are predators. They know exactly what to say. They are very skilled in psychology. They know human nature. And they are going to target you. And it doesn't matter if you have a $10,000 account or $1 million account. If they have fixed their sights on you, and they know based on your emails or your texts or even a conversation on a phone, they know exactly how to roll you. To roll you. And that's an old-fashioned term from the 80s. When you got rolled in the street, that meant you got mugged. You got robbed of everything you had on you. Okay? So, you know, and this is not just me talking about this. There's countless articles coming out here about you know, the dangers of cryptos. Well, I know we've heard in the news about this guy that was an Italian crypto trader, and he was kidnapped and tortured for weeks, and he was kidnapped and tortured by the very people in the crypto organization that stole his money, literally took his money. because they had access to his account. And they can do this, folks. All right? You think your money's safe in your crypto account, you better wake up. These are real. It's a real and present danger. Now, this guy got his money stolen, not all of it, but at least out of one of his accounts. And the two guys that ripped him off lured him to a hotel and said, you know, we'll work it out. We'll give you your money back. We're really sorry. And he showed up, and they kidnapped him, and they held him. And, you know, they beat him up and tortured him, trying to get his crypto account login for the other crypto accounts where he had millions of dollars. Now, they just got arrested. This was in, May 30th in the New York Post. And they're calling them the crypto maniacs. And they are maniacs, folks. You know, I don't hate crypto, but what I hate is you guys not paying attention to the realities of this type of trading venue. Okay? There's more than these two guys deep. They had a beautiful woman that lured the Italian guy in, said, oh, yes, I know these guys are really sorry. And, you know, they're going to use anything at their disposal to get your money. This is how they make money. These people on these crypto platforms, they need your money to fund their lavish lifestyles and to make investments and buy mansions and property and have boats and yachts and all this all across the world. So that's how these crypto platforms can go under so quickly, because once they feel that they've got enough or too many people are investigating them, they literally close up overnight. That's what happened with FTX. Now, you know, this is nothing new, guys. Let's see, where is this in my book that's going to be coming out soon? Where do I have it here? Yeah, I mean, in 2017, you had a OneCoin crypto platform. 25 billion were lost by traders. 2019, BitClub Network, 722 billion were lost by investors. These are average traders just like you, people with a $10,000 account and all the way up. They don't care how much money you have, they just want your money. 2022, BitConnect, 42 billion lost by investors. And then, of course, you know, in 2022, you had FTX. Now, okay, so you got Sam Friedman or Sam Friedegg, whatever his last name is. Sorry, I'm being a little snide here, but he's still sitting on $8 billion offshore. So it doesn't matter. He's going to spend a couple years in jail. He's already making a deal with the prosecutors to get out. His partner in crime, his girlfriend, she's already out. She didn't even do her 2 years. And they roll over on each other. But the point is, they still have your money. You will never get it back. And they're living the lavish lifestyle off of your life savings. So, you know, and this is nothing new. Back in the 90s, it started in Brazil. And I'm not saying they're connected. I'm just saying in Brazil in the 1990s, Americans that went down to that country or any other wealthy people that went down to that country, they started kidnapping them and ransoming them. And a lot of the people that they kidnapped were traders. Most of them were gold and silver traders. But the point is, they were kidnapping them. And all you got to do is look back in the 1980s. You know, J. Paul Getty's grandson was kidnapped. They cut off his ear. So this whole kidnapping scheme is nothing new. It's been going on for centuries, probably forever. I mean, gosh, even in the Bible, you know, Joseph was sold by his own brothers into slavery. So all I'm saying is that the potential to get ripped off from these crypto platforms is so extremely high. And there is nothing our government can do about it because they are not U.S. corporations. They're not corporations at all compared to our country. They may be incorporated in the Ukraine. They could be incorporated in the Turks and Caicos Island. They could be incorporated in China or who knows where. It doesn't matter. The point is, these are not isolated incidents. They are not isolated incidents, and you need to be really careful. And I know I said in the previous show, don't brag about your crypto success. You want to tell your family, that's fine. But don't go on YouTube, don't go on your social media and say, oh yeah, I just took in 50 grand on crypto. Stop bragging because you're calling attention to yourself. This is a safety factor. You don't know if you could walk out your door and get thrown into a car, and the same thing could happen to you as this Italian guy had done to him. So, you know, I'm telling you this for good reason. You know, years ago, we talked about bagmen in the trading pits. That meant that, you know, they were called bagmen because the brokers had them in their pocket. And so the bagmen would give their broker buddies the best trades. Okay, this is no different. So our industry is just rife with charlatans. And let's be honest, sometimes criminals. You know, everybody knows that a lot of brokerage firms got in trouble for churning accounts. That just means that all they did was put on trades just to get their commissions. And in the early to mid-90s, 75% of all accounts with the major brokerage firms here in the U.S., they lost all their money within 6 to 8 months because of churning accounts. So it isn't anything new, but it's much more dangerous now. So I'm really just trying to help you stay safe and keep your money. So when you make your profit, take 50% of it out at the end of the week and put it in your bank in a real financial vehicle. Okay, I don't want to hear any more of you calling me up crying and saying, oh my God, you know, my money was stolen. And I'm hearing this from traders every week, and it's increasing. So I'm not trying to be a gloom and doomer, but you have to, you know, you got to take the rose-colored glasses off, guys. You got to be aware, and you have to safeguard your money. And when you don't take 50% of your profit out, or even 25%, then you're not connected to your money. And this is what I'm teaching you. You have to be connected to your money to be able to keep your money and to grow your money. And if you're going to, you know, be lackadaisical about taking out your profit, especially from a crypto account, then things can happen and not good ones. Okay, so we'll be right back after a break. Okay, we're back. I'm going to continue on this a little bit in this segment because this is really important, folks. Okay, there's another article in the New York Post, and this was from 2 weeks ago, and it's called "Too Good to Be True." Now, the subtitle was "Countless Crypto Bros Are Hawking Get Rich Quick Schemes. Now They're Beginning to Prey on Teenagers Online." All right. Now that's pretty nasty. But the point is that you've got some crypto trader based out of Dubai, and he hooked up with Floyd Mayweather Jr., the boxer. And not that Floyd Mayweather had anything to do with any crypto scheme or anything, but this guy, his name is Sahil Arora. And they're pretty sure that he's kind of goofy in terms of the crypto. And he's been very vocal that he does not feel sorry for any people who lose their money in crypto schemes. That's not a nice thing to say. You know, and then you've got Crypto Bro. And he's this is a new term, a crypto cash consultant. Kryptoni, that's his name, and you can imagine what he looks like. He's saying there's more crypto losers than winners, but he doesn't have any sympathy either. Now, there's an investor, Kyle Chassie. I don't know, there's a picture of him. I've never heard of him, but that doesn't mean anything. And he's come out, however, and he has said, traders should really wonder where the money comes from when it comes to crypto influencers. Now, I'm sure you guys know, YouTube has thousands and thousands of videos offering it financial advice on crypto specifically. I mean, there's millions on trading, but, you know, and they're really flashy and they're really slick. And they've always got, you know, young, good-looking, buff guys and beautiful young women, you know, with, you know, great bodies. And they're saying, yeah, you too can get rich and, you know, buy into this and buy into that. Well, come on, guys. First of all, the crypto trading is no different than the casino. The crypto platforms are always going to win. You are not, unless you take your profit out. Now, as I mentioned on a previous show, before you start crypto trading, you need to research that platform. And if that platform is not as transparent and easily navigatable as is any other trading platform you're working with, such as TradeStation or Schwab, then don't use it. It's that simple. Okay? Now, you know, before I opened my Schwab account, which was TD Ameritrade, you know, a couple years ago, I guess it got bought out. But so originally it was TD Ameritrade. And I went through that whole platform, which they allowed me to do. I found out how to put my money in, how to trade, where my accounting was, where my statement was, the list of my pending trades, my list of closed trades. Everything it had listed right there in the account, okay? How to withdraw my profit? How long does it take? How to do it? You know, through a wire to my bank or ACH debit. You know, however, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've done a little bit of research on some of these crypto platforms, and I'm not going to mention any names, but the bottom line is, you cannot navigate these things to find out all that information. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is my money, okay? And if you think I'm going to put it into an online account and not be able to find out where it is and what's going on, you'd have to be crazy. So just please be careful, okay? Flashy does not equate into legitimacy, all right? Now, many of you have gone to my website. Some of you have even made comments. Hey, you know, you're not real slick. You're not real, you know, you don't have ads running. You don't have this. You don't have that. Yeah, right. First of all, I don't have time to put ads on my website. Okay. Number two, it's very few people that I would want to have ads on my website. I don't know who they are. And I'm not just going to put stuff on there, you know, just to put stuff on there. I will only work with legitimate businesses and people that I know. That's it. This is the real deal here, guys. I don't need slick to be at the top of my field. I don't need flashy to have the world-renowned reputation that I have. And I built this up from nothing with Mark Douglas. Nothing. We had nothing. There was no such thing as trading psychology. And as I've said before, after he died, I lost it all and I rebuilt it again from scratch. And all of this without social media other than my website. Well, and I used to have a Twitter account till that went goofy. So my point being is, if you want to look at all this stuff on YouTube and on social media and not know anything about any platform that you're going to trade on, whether it's crypto or anything else, well, you know what? Good luck. Good luck. It's your money. And if you have that much of a disconnect from your money, then you're going to lose it. You're not going to grow it. You're going to lose it. You may not lose it all, but you're going to lose a good portion of it. And you'll always be a boom and buster. This is why you have to start thinking about your money. You have to connect to this. You know, Larry Pesavento and I joke on his show about, how Mark and he and the biggest and best bond, T-bond trader of all time, Robert St. John, used to carry thousands of dollars in cash in their wallets at any given moment. That's how you connect to your money. When everything is a piece of plastic that you give the Starbucks clerk your debit card, for a $5 cup of coffee. Come on, people, that's ridiculous. You can't even have, a couple 20s in your wallet to pay for a cup of coffee. That's crazy. We are never going to go to a cashless society. At least half of our economy is built on cash. And when you don't use cash, you have no or very little connection to the very money you are attempting to grow as a trader. This is how your mind works. Your mind does not relate to a piece of plastic, but your mind will relate to dollar bills or gold bars or silver bars or a Rolex watch, something physical. Plastic debit cards, plastic credit cards are not your money. That's a representation of who you are, but it is not your money. And that's why so many of you trading crypto lose your money in crypto because you're not connected to the very money that you just made it trading crypto, because you refuse to take out any of that money, unrealized profit, by the way, because it's not realized profit until you take it out and put it in a real financial vehicle, such as a bank or a CD or money market or some such type thing. So you're sitting on a pile of unrealized profit. And start thinking about this, folks. Having a crypto account is not real money until you take it out and put it somewhere else. And I don't know how many tragedies we have to have where these, crypto platforms fold up overnight. How many of you have to lose everything you worked for because you didn't take some of it out? I'm not telling you to take it all out. I'm just telling you to take out 25%, 30%, 50% and safeguard your money. Relate to your money. You made the decision to be a trader to make more money than you've ever made before, right? Right. That's the only reason we're trading. We're trading to make more money than we've ever made anywhere else. We're trading for financial independence. Period. But if you can't realize that you have to take some of your trading profits out, no matter what market you're in, and put it aside so your brain will see, yes, I am paying myself as a trader, and safeguard your hard efforts, then you have no relationship with your money. And that's going to turn into a tragedy. So start thinking about this, folks. It's your money. You worked hard to make it as a trader. Safeguard it. Put it in a bank. All right? That's what banks are for. I'm with a private bank in Chicago. So, my money is safeguarded. Because I relate to it. I'll be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, I'm going to close out the segment on crypto. And I'm sure by now you're going, thank goodness. Okay, quit hammering us about it. But I'm sorry, guys. This is how much I care about all of you. Okay? I'm probably one of the few people out there besides Larry Pesavento and maybe two or three other guys, Alexander Elder, and, well, Van Tharp was one too, but he passed away a short time ago, that truly care about your well-being. We are providing you this trading psychology and Larry with his daily market commentary mixed with, our materials. We are doing this because we care. We've been in the trenches. We've been there. And maybe we have a little, you know, a couple years on some of you, or maybe not. But the point is that what we have learned, we are sharing with you so you don't have to go through what other people are going through, what other traders are going through. And I'm going to give you a quote. And this is probably, this probably kind of encapsulates the mindset in some way of a lot of these crypto platform people. And this was written by Charles Colson, who was the special counsel to President Richard Nixon during Watergate. And for those of you who don't know what Watergate is, look it up, okay? But what he said was, and I quote, "When you have them by the balls, their minds will follow you wherever you need them to go." And I know it's a little bit of a crass statement, but, and that's exactly what happened to that Italian crypto investor. They had him, and he had to do whatever they said. Okay? Now, one thing to keep in mind, as traders, we are self-employed. We are individuals attempting to build our financial freedom. And what traders really have to understand at the deepest level, at the core of their being, is that every trader has to build his own monument to himself. And that's what we're doing as traders, aren't we? We're building our legacy. It's a financial legacy. And you have to be okay that it's just a financial legacy. Now, this legacy could be for your children. It could be for just for yourself. It could be philanthropic down the road. It doesn't matter what it's for. It only matters that you understand that it's up to you to build your own legacy. Build your own monument. Now, as I said a little while ago, you know, it took me years to get our books into the bookstores, back when there were a lot of bookstores. This is before Amazon, obviously. And it took me literally knocking on doors of the brokerage firms to offer our services. That was a lot of hard work. Every single day, I was out on the street, knocking on doors, making phone calls, you know, sending out letters. This was before email, guys. I know, this is a little ancient times here. But, you know, and then, of course, we started sending emails. But the point is that that's what I knew that it took. I knew what it took to build our monument, meaning Mark Douglas and I in the beginning. I knew what it took to build our legacy. And this is our legacy. All of you watching our pirated videos out there, you know, this is it. This is the source. This didn't happen overnight. It worked. It happened through perseverance and knowing that it was up to us. And now it's up to me to continue this legacy, to bring traders the most highest, clear, concise information to help them understand that they are a warrior. They have to step into being a warrior every day to battle the markets. And the first battle you have to win is the battle of your own mind. Now, we talked last week about, distractions from the dark side, meaning distracting thoughts, negative self-talk, you know, yelling at yourself, cursing at yourself, revenge trading. That's not what warriors do. That's not what winning traders do. That's what boom and busters do. Now, what I want you to do, I'm going to give you an exercise here this week, folks. I want you to write down all the negative self-talk that you have said to yourself about your trading, whatever it is. All right? Write that down on a piece of paper. And then I want you to ask yourself, would you say any of that to one of your children, if you have children? Would you say any of that to someone that you loved? And be honest. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't. So if you wouldn't say that to anybody else, then why are you saying it to yourself? Why are you being mean to yourself? and be honest. Now, look, we've all been there. We've all yelled at ourselves. We've all been frustrated with ourselves. It's just human nature. But there comes a point, especially as traders, you have to stop that because it's self-defeating. It doesn't serve a purpose. And see, this is where the crypto guys come in. Trust me, this will be the end of this today. But this is where these crypto guys come in. They know, based on texting with you and talking with you and emailing with you, they know you are still stuck in that mental closed circle of negative self-talk about yourself. And they know exactly what to say so that you will depend on them to take care of you, when all they're doing is looking, they're just looking for that opening so they can get in and rip you off. So let's not let them do that anymore. Okay, let's start getting a hold of why we're doing this negative self-talk, why we don't believe in ourselves. And this is what my workshops are all about. This is what my personal coaching is all about. This is what the life coaching is all about. You know, progress has never been a bargain for anything, but especially as traders. You have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it financially as a trader, necessarily. You have to pay for it with your heart and soul. Meaning, you have to give it up to God, and you have to let Him guide you. If you're lost, talk to Him. You know, guys, earlier this week, one of my deputies, he's 35 years old, he had a stroke. He was found unconscious in the workout room at my station. We didn't know if he was going to live or die. You know, we had a group prayer at the station. I was over at the hospital, you know, waiting till he came out of surgery. We talked with the surgeons. You know, this was something that was really scary. And from the depths of my being, I realized I became scared because if it could happen to him, it could happen to me. And I'm a lot older than him. And he's really in shape. I mean, he's one of these really handsome, buff kind of guys, and, you know, healthy eater and everything. So my point being is that I had to come home and I had to, you know, decompress from that incident and say, what am I afraid of? I was afraid of dying. Yeah, I am at sometimes, not every day, but this really kind of brought it home. And then I had to reassess, like, what have I not accomplished yet? As a trader, as a coach, what have I not accomplished yet? And I sat down and I made my list. And then I gave it up to God. And I said, okay, God, this is what I still need to do. Help me accomplish this. You know, with God, nothing is impossible. He is the source of all our wealth, no matter what kind of wealth. Physical wealth, mental wealth, spiritual wealth, financial wealth. Reach out to Him. I reach out to Him every day. Every morning I say my prayers. Every morning. And then I say, okay, what do you want me to focus on today? And it will come to me. And this is exactly what Mark Douglas did too. That's why we got along so well. And when you start doing this on a regular basis, and let's just say, you know, let's say you don't follow your rules for a day or so, what's going to happen is now you're not going to mind so much. And that's the key here, guys. The key is not minding when you don't follow your rule or rules, because you know you'll do better the next day. You'll know that because you're connected to God. You'll know that because you believe He wants you to be wealthy. I believe that. I'm living proof of it. If He didn't want me to be wealthy after I lost everything when Mark died, I'd be homeless. I knew He'd take care of me. Yes, I worked my butt off afterwards. Absolutely. But I worked that hard, and I'm still working that hard, because I know He's there for me. he has opened doors to me like there's no tomorrow. And that'll be for another show. And also in our book that we're updating and getting back out, An Independent Life. So, but the point is, guys, that you have to believe that there is a higher power that is going to help you through the rough patches of your trading. But you have to believe that. I can say it till I'm blue in the face, but if you don't believe it, then it's not going to happen. Now, Robert St. John, as I spoke about before, one of the best T-bone traders on the planet, he believed it. When he stepped into that trading pit every morning, he was prepared. I mean, you know, after we got him out of debt with some coaching. But the point was, for the rest of his career, he would trade from 9 to 11 in the morning, and the minimum he would make would be 150, and, you know, up to 700, 800,000 a day. A day. The wealth is there. You just have to allow yourself to grab a hold of it and keep it. You have to make the decision that you are worth being financially independent as a trader. And you have to be willing to build your own legacy and do whatever needs to be done. This isn't just, you know, the phrase, oh, are you all in or not? You know, that might as well just be a meme. You know, people say, oh, yeah, I'm all in. No, you're not. If you're all in, you don't have to say it. You just are. You just live it. So every time a trader says, yeah, I'm all in, you know you're not. You've convinced yourself you are. We'll be right back after a break. Okay, we're back. All right, so one of the things that we need to keep in mind when we are trying to de-energize or deflate limiting thoughts or beliefs is that, and I'm going to talk about this book again, On Spiritual Combat by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman and Adam Davis. Now, obviously they are military men, and a lot of what they talk about is they're equating going into battle and how God can help you with that. And as I've said before, we go into battle in the markets every day. We don't know what's going to happen in the markets. No one does. As I've said before, you know, all the commentators on MSNBC and CNN and CNBC, they're just making an educated guess. You know, they don't know. All they're doing is looking at historical data and saying it could go this direction. But they don't know for a fact. No one does. So, I mean, all we got to do is just look at the last couple of weeks, you know, with all the talks with, you know, the White House about Doge and the tariffs and all this kind of stuff. The market's just having a great time. The traders are just doing what they do, having fun. And, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to it. That doesn't make it bad. But if you have the right mindset, you could navigate through these interesting times, these fantastic markets, and have a good time and make some money. And the difference between winners and traders who don't necessarily win consistently is that they're not trained. Traders who are boom and busters or consistently don't reach their goals, they're not trained. They're not training themselves. And that's where I come in. Because when soldiers train for battle, they don't train until they get it right. Okay? And that's I think the problem with a lot of traders is they think, okay, I got to get my edge right. I got to learn my platform. I've got to analyze. I've got to, okay, look at all these different time frames, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You're trying to force something into, you're trying to force, you know, a square peg into a round hole. All right. Because you can analyze until the end of your days. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you can put on a winning trade, because then you're stuck in analysis paralysis. Whereas soldiers who train for battle train until they cannot get it wrong from a mental standpoint. They train so their mental skills, along with their physical aptitude, is an automatic response. This is no different than a football team. Football team practicing plays over and over and over again. I mean, we've seen movies where, you know, the coach is in the locker room with the players, and they're showing them films of the other team. So they know how to play the game to win. And you know, they're called drills. And drills are what keep people alive. And to win games and alive in a battle, physically alive. And it's no different with traders. You have to drill your brain, do these mental skill sets, do the exercises that I give you guys, whether it's in a coaching session in the workshop or here on the radio. You have to do these exercises to train your brain to see opportunity so that you can consistently take profit. Now, does this happen overnight? It could, but it usually doesn't, because you have other stuff that's in the way. Okay? I mean, everybody has some sort of baggage, and that's okay. I mean, it's just, you know, it just is what it is. But what we try to do is remember that the more clear, the more pure your thoughts are, the more opportunity you are going to see in the markets. Now, I'm going to give you an example real quick. There's a thing that came around a number of years ago about purity rings by a lot of Christian people, and they, you know, young women and men, you know, put on a purity ring, and I guess to stay virginal until they got married. But, and here's the analogy: the ring didn't make those kids any better than any other kids. It didn't, the rings didn't have any special powers to protect them from making unwise choices. The ring didn't elevate their worth in God's eyes. But that purity ring, as they called it, was simply a symbol of their commitment to themselves to listen to God. That's all. And so as traders, we need to also give ourselves a purity ring, let's say, or a purity reminder from time to time, that our thoughts need to be as pure as they can be, not negative, not self-defeating, not feelings of low self-worth. You need to lift yourself up, folks. As I've said, I'm the best of the best at what I do. I'm worth every single million I'm going to make in my lifetime. Every single penny of that, I am worth it. Because I know God knows I'm worth it. And He's helping me achieve that. And He can help you too. That's what He's there for. Ask Him for great riches. Get on a bended knee every once in a while and thank Him for everything you have so far. Be grateful. And be excited. Be excited about what is yet to be with your trading career. and how much financial independence you're going to have. Be excited. Grab a hold of that. Look forward to every trading day. Okay, this is Dr. Paula signing off for this week. I wish you a wonderful week of profit. You can reach me at 760-636-4290 or at paulatweb.com and 442-256-0548 is my cell. You can text me there as well. Have a great week, and we will talk soon.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.